On today's episode, we sit with Jason West, the creative director for Vessel Bags. Jason walks us through the brand's mission, product line, and the professionals that they get to work with. Be sure to listen for one particular bag they made last year that led to an historic victory for Tiger Woods.
We're just going to get right into it, guys. Welcome. We're here at the PGA Show. I'm here with Jason from Vessel. We are just really excited to be here, man. It's a pleasure to meet you. Tell us a little bit about how you got here on a Wednesday morning at the PGA Show.
Growing up, loved playing golf and recreationally never was good enough to really make it. But man, what's a beautiful game. And kind of always tracked alongside it, and fortunate to be able to work in an industry. I think I've always picked industries that scratch my own back, so I get to get out and play golf. And
there's a good benefit of working in the golf business.
Yeah, absolutely. It tracked with it. Did industrial design as my background. And slowly found a way to bring that together with some of my favorite hobbies.
How did you get into golf? Like, was it from college that an opportunity kind of arose to enter? Because you said you worked for, who was your first golf brand that you worked for?
So I worked for a number of companies and did a number of different products designing, and then moved out to Southern California and began to work with a company that helped Puma and Cobra bring all their golf bags to market.
Awesome.
And it was really great. It was very fortuitous. It was, we looked at each other and said, can we do golf bags? Yeah, we can do golf bags.
They were growing in that era too, right? They were
a great time. Yeah. Ricky's still on fire, but it was definitely on fire and helping grow the brand there. And they've done a great job with it. And so that would be the first foray into the golf industry for me. And that led to some great relationships and building a relationship with Ronnie, the founder of Vessel, and his father, David Shaw, was one of those fundamental things. And kind of working with those guys, the principles they stood for, the product they made is to me unmatched. And I felt like there was a level of pride and ability to make a great golf bag that these guys had built on 30, 40 years of golf bag experience. And so tremendous bag manufacturer. And so it was great working with them. And careers took me around, and then opportunity surfaced a few years ago and started working with Ronnie again and kind of came into the fold. And it's been great. It's been a great ride.
That's awesome.
I feel privileged to be the creative director here now and kind of help wherever I can. It's kind of feels like a little bit of a startup, even though we're not. And I think that's that hunger, you know, to grow. And
I'll tell you what, being by the entry, like the first booth, I'm sure people are stopping. Not everyone knows who you are yet.
It's shocking. You know, we're almost 8 years old. And so when you live the brand, you know, you have your own perception of what it is.
Sure.
And you think, oh, everybody's heard this story over and over. I'm not going to tell it again. I think let's move on. And, you know, we had great experience yesterday and the day before speaking with individual accounts. And it was just, it's humbling. There's a lot of people that don't know the name. And but it just makes you hungry. All right. We've got a lot of work to do. But we're proud of the product, and we think it speaks for itself. And we know it's just a matter of time. And I think we appreciate growing organically. It lets us really take care of the people that have tracked with us. Mm-hmm. Really take care of the accounts and be a little bit more tailored. And I think that's kind of what we're about too, is just tailoring to our customer.
Sure.
Not, you know, trying to have that 5,000 dedicated followers as opposed to trying to speak to everybody.
Sure. Yeah. It's more niche, I would say.
Yeah.
I think if you can target somebody specifically, you can create a bigger impact actually, because you're really honing in on that. Well, give everyone a brief intro about Vessel. You guys don't just make golf bags.
That's right. So we're about 8 years old, and we began making really high quality, high end bags for professional players. So we currently have over 100 tour players on the LPGA and PGA carrying our bags. One of the defining traits of us is minimal branding, which is not great for marketing. It's great for the bags and what we stand for and the kind of customer that we were trying to get though.
Sure.
Because we quickly took that, you know, that experience that I mentioned earlier into retail bags. So creating a great stand bag, creating a great cart bag, and a great staff bag that can go to market. It's not just for the pro players. And we put that same build into every bag that we make. And we're very proud of that. And I think, like you said, we quickly branched into lifestyle. So full range of travel accessories. And my feeling was, you know, the bag and everything in it. I still want to be known as a bag maker.
Yeah.
But also be able to take care of the needs that you might have when you're traveling.
Absolutely.
And so we do have full range of accessories from backpacks, great CE backpacks and totes, rolling luggage and a lot of new things that are coming out. And then small leather accessories that just came out over the holidays.
Yeah, I just saw over on there, right?
That's right.
Some wallets and other things.
Exactly. And a lot of that was learning from our retail store. Okay. We have a great retail location in La Jolla, California. And stop by and say hi whenever you're in Southern California. The Farmers is going on right now.
Yeah.
So hopefully there's a lot of people saying hello. But we learned a lot from that and saying, you know what? A lot of people like the brand and want something to take away. But then maybe they don't want to carry a staff bag around the mall or right. even a stand bag. And so let's give right. them something that they can take with them. And so those smaller leather goods kind of still speak to the craft and the manufacturing, but it gives people another way to express the brand.
Is craft the number one thing for you guys?
Craft is probably what we're built on.
Meticulously high craft stuff back here.
I would say that, you know, what we like to say would be, you know, luxury goods crafted for the driven.
Love it. I love that.
And we like for people to, you know, that we feel like that's who we're attracting. It's people that are driven and that tacks on to our main mantra, which is filled with purpose. And you'll see that on all the liners of our bags and our signature collection. You'll see a mantra on the back. It's a little plaque on every bag with an etched number on the top of that. And that speaks to our purpose. And we feel like our purpose here is one, to make a great product and to equip the driven players, athletes, travelers, but also to give back. So for every bag that we sell, you'll see when you buy a bag, there's a serial number, and that's how many bags at the time that bag was made we've given away. So we have a one-for-one program, and we like to support both internationally different school children that need good bags. So
Amazing.
We have school backpacks that we give away. So internationally, we partner in our own backyard with a few around the San Diego area and then also around the U.S. So
you guys have been doing that forever or?
Yeah, since Vessel was started, that's been the kind of the driving force is making sure that we're creating products for driven people and people that are, we feel like we're all filled with some purpose and we like to kind of share that and share our journey with people. That's kind of a little bit of background.
It's more than a little. No, it's good.
A lot of coffee.
Same here, man. I love the name.
Yeah.
What is a vessel? Like an actual object?
So if you look at our logo, the V is actually kind of like a vessel, something that is poured into that holds something. And so we feel like we're all vessels. We're all carrying something with us.
Yeah.
Which ties directly into, pun intended, what we're carrying.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're all carrying joy, excitement, you know, a purpose or, you know, a specific motivation. And we like to help people tell that story. And we want people to understand, we want to equip you to tell your story.
Absolutely.
It's not about what our story is. It's about your purpose and what you're driven by. And you're the vessel. And so the icon above that is you know, blessings being poured in and poured out. So what comes in, we try to, you know, give back out.
It's really powerful stuff, man. It's really, and like, I think people are attracted to you guys for the brand first, and then they see the line. And they're like, wow, these guys have everything that we could possibly need.
Yeah.
You started with staff bags. Now we have
Full range. I mean, the market is always changing a little bit, but we have staff cart, a great stand bag collection. We also have those smaller staff bags. And, you know, what we became known for in the early days was customization and creating a great custom product that told a really unique story for whoever was making that bag for themselves. Mm-hmm. And we still offer that. But we've also taken that a step further and, you know, made it easy for people to personalize maybe a bag that's in stock. Maybe they don't want to make the big leap and, you know, make all sorts of wild colored bags, but they will like what we make in line and they can personalize it easily. And so it's still that nod to saying, you tell your story, you know, and really, you know, make sure that the person carrying the bag is the hero. It's about what, you know, what they're putting on the bag, not about what we're putting on the bag. And so full range of great golf bags. And we have a couple new products coming out this year, early this year, and then later in the year, we'll have a few more. But a couple stand bags that we have here at the show, a new VLX stand bag. We also have a little Japan exclusive that we're showing, which is fun, which I think is a great direction for the staff bag market, that somebody doesn't want to carry a larger, heavier staff bag. Maybe you don't have a caddy to carry your bag. So we have a great option for that as well. So some fun new stuff.
What's your favorite bag?
My favorite bag is going to be the VLX. I've only been able to use it a little bit in prototyping. But I think it's such a great blend between what we did with the light stand bag, which mm-hmm. won the award last year.
Yeah, that was the big one last year, right?
Yeah. And so we took that and what we were doing in the Sunday bag. The Sunday bag had a nice, really clean profile and mm-hmm. a two-way top. So it was one for that smaller carry, really lighter weight. What we did is we made it a four-way top with a handle a little bit bigger. But it still tells that easy carry Sunday bag story.
Yeah.
And so I love what we're doing there. And I think that's going to be my go-to. But it's definitely hard, you know, that sometimes when you're traveling too, you feel like you're going to take more things in the bag than maybe the player is the way to go. It has, you know, it's full featured, but, I'm excited about that one coming out.
So. That's nice. I think one of my favorite things you said was just your mantra, filled with purpose. Filled with purpose or filled with purpose?
Yeah, filled with purpose.
All right. For you, being 2 years at the brand, what's next for you here? You know, what's your future at Vessel? What do you really want to do and make an impact here?
Yeah.
As creative director, right?
Well, I think like what we touched on, what's exciting is all the road ahead that we have to tell our story. To find people that haven't heard of us is great because it gives us an opportunity to continue telling our story.
Yeah.
So I think there's still a long road ahead of just that brand awareness and storytelling piece. Even because I'm a product guy, so I start to dive into, you know, this is what this pocket's for. This material is new material. I kind of start to get a little specific. But what I love doing is, as a creative director, stepping back and saying, you know, what story are we crafting this year? And how is it continuing on our filled with purpose, our crafted for the driven storylines? And so I think, you know, what we have coming out this year is more of a what drives you and really speaking to that and people and saying, and this is what we're considering when we're making product is we're trying to make product that drives you and helps you for whatever you're driven for. And so it's just continuing to hammer that home is we're here to equip you and whatever your purpose is and whatever's driving you.
It's really inspiring stuff. You're my first interview of the day, by the way. So this is a really good way to get started.
Awesome.
Tell me a couple of the pros, the professionals that are using your bags. Because some people might not see them, you know, they don't have the logos that say Vessel all over. Right.
We've got a great collaboration partnership with Puma Cobra. So obviously Ricky Fowler has been carrying our bag for a while. He has been using our tour stand bag here and there, which is great. I love to see them kind of grow that outside of just the traditional staff bag market. And then, you know, alongside him is Bryson and, you know, Gary Woodland and then Tiger Woods. Obviously, I kind of mixed it up. He would usually be first on that list, but, you know, keep you on your toes. But Tiger's carrying our bag and we love that kind of clandestine, like, you know, he's obviously got a great sponsor in Monster and they do a great job with that. So it's fine. We love just kind of being behind the scenes and equipping these guys. Jordan Spieth is another one of those.
I heard a story that you guys built a bag for Jordan before the Masters that he won.
We did that for Tiger as well.
No way.
So last year, they got in touch with us that we needed a new bag. and a couple requests and said, all right, we got on it. And we put the years he won the Masters on the bottom. And we put the Roman numeral 4 in black on black on the side pocket. He was kind enough to put it in his Instagram story. You know, got the new bag, which is kind of cool. Nobody cares about the bag usually.
There's people that care. Trust me.
I do too. And so anyone. And it was pretty magical watching that all unfold for everybody. And then also kind of knowing that there was a small, like, behind the scenes little story there. And so again, this year we're doing something again, just a little subtle nod. Just to his tremendous legendary
success. Do you think he'll win another major or keep going?
Oh yeah, I think he'll keep going.
Good. Yeah.
I'm not one of
the antis.
Yeah, no,
me neither,
no,
man.
No.
You're in good company.
I mean, you can't watch what he's been doing lately from the President's Cup and on.
We'll see this week.
Yeah.
He could surprise us, but yeah. I heard in an interview yesterday, he's like, I'm getting ready for April.
Yeah.
And it gave me the chills. I was like, oh, all right,
that's
let's go.
Great. Yeah. That's made for TV, made for movie. Yeah, it's great. We love it.
Well, good luck to you, man.
Thank you.
Really happy that we got to sit down and chat. Yeah. Just makes me love your brand even more.
That's awesome. Love to hear that. Thank you. Thank you.
Guys, check out Vessel. They are an incredible brand, making incredible things. We're going to give a lot of description and info about where you can find their stuff. And we'll see you guys next year and for a lot of years to come, I'm sure.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate it.